We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I just enjoy talking to different people and authors, but also somebody that, you know, when I read something, I'm like, man, this is the first time I've interviewed somebody that wants to create a serious movement. It's not just a Facebook group. It's not a community that's, you know, it's something much more. And I'm excited to welcome the program author Rudy Poe, author of Embracing Change. How are Embracing Change? How are you, Rudy? What's going on? And you're going to create your own country?
That's my plan. That's my plan. It's epic. It's epic. But I'm gonna try to do it. You know, I mean, a lot of people write books, right? But not too many people try to start countries. So it's going to be a journey, and I'm going to kind of like document it as I go, and just, you know, have fun with it. It's really about fun and philanthropy. You know, so I want to get together a group of people and who are kind of like-minded to me, who like all these things like the future and making the world a better place and all that. And just kind of have fun with it and take it and hopefully put our resources together and do things that are good for themselves, for their communities, and for the world in general.
Okay, so creating your own country, it's like, you know, starting your own business. It's a process. So if you were going to, you know, go to the bank and say, I need a loan to create a country, what do you think they'd say to you?
I think they'd say that I'm crazy. But, you know, a country's kind of like, it's you know, people have done it before. I found a book that inspired me. It's called Micronations. And people have done this before. They've created countries in their own apartments. They've created countries on little oil rigs in the North Atlantic and all kinds of fun little things. So it's, in a way, it's a marketing thing, but it's just a way to get people's attention and to talk about what it is that I want to do and have fun doing it.
Create your own. I'm still thinking, I'm still, you know, going to scratch my head about creating your own country. Because, I mean, so you give me some examples you've read about before we talk about your country, of people who created countries out of their apartment. Explain that.
Well, there was one guy, King Danny I, created a country called Lovely. And he actually talked the BBC into making a whole 6-part documentary series out of it. So that was one thing that inspired me. But there was a group of people that took over an old World War II oil rig in the north and created a pirate radio station out of it, and they called it their own country. And it's just, there's a lot of crazy, wacky stories of people doing this kind of thing. But now in the world, I love all things future. So now that we're embarking on something called the metaverse and blockchain and you know, crypto and all that, I can incorporate all that into my country as my little startup country. So I can have my own currency. I can have proof of all the good that we do. You know, if it's like a lot of times when there's a nonprofit, people question, oh, well, did they actually, how far did my money go? Did it really go towards the right things? That kind of idea, right? Well, if I incorporate the whole idea of blockchain, I don't know how many of your viewers know about blockchain, but you know, it's basically a permanent ledger of everything that happened. So there would be proof, a record proof of everything that we did, for better or worse. So we better stay on the better side, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're a futurist. I already can tell if you would have taken your 5 talents, futurist has to be one of them, right?
Yeah.
According to Gallup, I have 5 talents. My number one's ideation, and also communication, and achiever, and competitor, and then another one, strategist. And if I'm missing them all, I think I hit every one of them. But the thing is, for you, no doubt about looking at yours, futurist has to be one of them, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love all things future. I belong to future groups, and I actually just got up. I did a 24-hour webinar last week with this one that I'm in, and they brought together all these future forward thinkers and people creating these amazing companies. And so I learned from all that. I mean, I'm a sponge. One thing I think we should all be more of is sponges. You know, we should
learner would be another one of your.
Yeah. Lifelong learner. Being curious, I would recommend that for everybody. You know, just learn. We all have all the world's knowledge in the palm of our hands. And now, you know, with our phones, it's like, what do you want to know? Ask it a question. You will find out. You don't have to go to the library anymore or you know, whatever. I mean, everything is immediate, and you just have to have a curious mindset to move forward in the world.
I love that. And that's the thing about have that curious mind and be willing to learn in so many ways. So the country, we talked about people that have done this country. Have they monetized any of them that have done their own country? Have they made money?
I don't know. I think they're mostly for fun. That's why I really want to move I've been fortunate and I've been successful in having a couple of companies that have worked out. And I really want to spend my time and energy giving back and doing the right thing. And, you know, as with my book, you know, my whole thing, I have this pet peeve that people don't like to change. So I've been grasping for a way to get people to embrace change. You know, I wrote my book and that's one of the reasons I want to do this, is to help people see the future, see a better future, you know, make their life worth living and not be just scared of the future and everything that's going on around us. I mean, you know, a lot of people live their lives in the past and the future's coming at us so fast that we just really need to embrace that, because that's how you will be successful in the future.
The future. And embrace the opportunities and different things. So let's talk about the country now. What is the country going to stand for when you put this together? How are you going to bring this country together, bring people to the country?
Well, it's all about change for better. Again, taking my theme from my book, that's really been a kind of a thing that's been driving me forward. You know, 10 years ago, I my life was a mess, and I had to go through a lot of changes. I've been through a whole decade of stuff, but I came out the other side, and there's a lot of joy in that. And my life is much, much better. It's the life I wanted to lead. But had I not gone through all that pain and of the journey, I wouldn't have got there. So I would like to share that idea and have people come and meet me and meet with me and grow with me on a journey forward where we can all help each other get to that place that we want to go. You know, it's not a country like full of politics and military and all that stuff. In a way, it's the anti-country country, right? Because we just want to do what's right and do it together and celebrate the life that there is out there. You know, celebrate the banquet of life. That's what my country is called, convivia. And a convivium is where people celebrate the banquet of life. Oh. So
basically wanting to celebrate life, bring the people together, that's based on your book. So that's what you want to do, right, Rudy? Bring the people together, that's based on your book.
Yeah, the themes in my book, not necessarily the book. The book is one tool that would be part of my educational department, right? But, you know, put together events and meetups and get people to collaborate who are of a similar positive mindset and see what happens.
Define that positive mindset, what you're looking for. I'm going to go back to this whole journey of change, going through the transformation, going through all these things to now you feel better about. What caused you to take that turn 10 years ago to say, oh my gosh, I can't live like this, to where you are today?
Well, all the things in life that so many of us face, you know, I mean, I was facing change in my relationship, my marriage, one of my businesses was not doing well. I had to start another business. So all those things out of necessity, really, you know, I mean, people don't change. There's a phrase, people don't change until the pain of being the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same. Right. Yeah. So, I want to find people who've already really found that mindset and see if we can spread that to others. And I have a three-word thing that I live by. It's imagine, create, transform. You know, when you imagine something, you create what you imagine, and then you transform the world from your creation. So that's what I want to do with a group. Find a small group of people. It doesn't need to be a million people. It can be 1,000 people or 100 people or whatever, just as long as there's a good cohesive group with a solid mindset of that sort of, let's imagine something, let's go create something good, and then let's transform people's lives because of it.
Who would you say those people are? Who would be those people that would be part of that community? Because to create and transform and change, I mean, to basically change society, you said these are change makers. So it's not everyone that could be a change maker unless you believe everyone could be a change maker.
I think everybody could be a change maker if they wanted to, but I don't think a lot of people want to. So I'm going to kind of start with people who've already adopted it somewhat and see where that goes. I've been trying to like through my book and whatnot, find people and help people change. But people are very resistant
for change.
You know, so yes. Yeah. So I'm, and more so than I would have imagined. You know, I thought, hey, here's a solution to help make life better, but it's hasn't been as easy as I thought. So I think I'm going to push more towards people who already kind of get it and build up some momentum that way.
And those people already get it, but they still need a community of people to work together to get better, even to that level. They stay.
Yeah. And there's always more to learn. Like I said, lifelong learning, right? As much as you know, or you think you know about something, you know, none of us are as strong as all of us, right? So if I can put together a group, I mean, one, I think it would be just super fun to do this. And it's an experiment, of course, right? But let's see if I can succeed at this experiment.
I think you can. Or just hearing from you, I think you can. And finding people that want to make that, you know, to create something meaningful that will change society. And that's an undertaking, but everyone can be a change maker. And what would you say to people that are resistant for change right now? What tips would you provide that you need to make a change, especially if you see that there are definitely problems going on in your life right now? Everyone has problems. They have to come up with solutions. Tell them why they need to make a change instead of never problem solving those to lead to solutions.
Right. Well, the first step to anything is awareness. First, be aware and recognize that you have these issues or something that you want to change. You know, there's three kinds of action in the world. There's non-action, which is actually making a choice. You're making a choice to do nothing, like you just said, right? And then there's reaction, which is constantly living your life reacting to everything that happened in the past, you know? Or there's proaction. You can be proactive and say, where is it that I want to go? Where is the future that I want to live in? And what are, you know, we all have futures of work, futures of relationships, futures of place where we live, futures of play, futures of all financial future, health future, all these things. So what is the future that you want? So identify your goal and then be proactive towards going there. There's a thing in business, foresight and backcasting. I like to use this. Have you ever heard of those terms?
Yeah.
So foresight is like, imagine where you want to go. Like here, paint that picture for yourself of here's the goal. Here's what it looks like, mm-hmm. right? And then back it in. It's simple. Just what do I have to do to imagine yourself there and then back in the steps to get there. It's not one big giant leap, right? It's probably 1,000 little steps. So if you kind of back it in, say, well, what do I have to do first? And what do I have to do second? But if you kind of like imagine forward and come back to it, it's a different way of looking at things. So, you know, if you're going to move, I just moved all the way across the country. So it's like, well, where am I going to move? Well, I need to research that. I ended up in Florida. But I researched it. I go, well, I have criteria. And so I researched it and I figured it out. And if I'm going to do that, first I have to, you know, sell my house. I have to find a house. I have to get myself from here to there. There's all those little baby steps, which is daunting if you look at it as the big picture. But if you break it down into little steps, we can all create the positive change that we want. At least I believe we can.
Absolutely. All right. So we've jumped to that conclusion and looked at those particulars. Let's jump to the fact of to join your country. Do you have the movement? Do you have a landing page yet to create the country? Are you?
No, this is pretty new. I've been thinking about it forever, and I'm finally putting it together. I wrote a blog post. If you want to know about it, it's on my blog, which is at rudypoe.com. My blog is called My Brain and I. It's My Brain and I thinking about things and writing them down. So I have a blog post there. I've just written my citizenship pledge, so that's not quite published yet. But it's all in the works. It's slow going. It's just me right now. I do have a list of people who said they're interested. Every time I bring this up in a conversation, I go, well, I want to do that. I had one guy, he says, well, I need to be your minister of coffee and wine. It's like, all right. Well, I didn't know I needed a minister of coffee and wine, but we do need coffee and wine. So you have got the job. So, you know, it's a contributor society, right? Not a volunteer society, but a contributor society. So anyway, but just email me at rudy@rudypoe.com and I will respond and I will get you on the list and you can come with me on my journey.
All right. Well, fantastic. Appreciate it, Rudy. Great information. Fun. I never thought creating a country. Wow. That's something that not many people
I have a flag. I have a flag already though.
Oh my, that's the creativity you have, Rudy. This is the change maker. You're willing to make that change. Appreciate you coming by.
Appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.